Is he always on the go?
Yeah, he always has been. He was a dairyman, worked hard all his life.
Huh.
Developed the muscles in his arms by milking those cows by hand, and he got the electric milk machine. But he's real active, and he still stays active.
Does he ever take a nap?
Not while I'm with him. He's pretty early riser, but I think he goes to bed pretty early. He takes care of himself.
If you're talking about him, about the way he is and about the things he does, you'd say he's very what?
Oh, he's real active.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good specimen. And he has a good disposition. I notice most of the older people that are in good physical shape have a sweet disposition.
Yeah, maybe they get better circulation or something.
I think so.
They
don't have
better
the,
their brain
they don't have
better.
The pain.
Yeah.
See, they keep their reflex actions and muscles reflexed. And, you know, if you keep your body in shape, your mind's going to be in better shape.
You'd probably enjoy talking with a friend of ours named David Cole, who runs the Wesley Towers down here.
Oh, yeah. I know where the Wesley Towers is.
He's the administrator of the Wesley Towers. He's a young guy. He knows he's got his master's now in care of the aged.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, he's tell you a few stories about that.
I bet he can.
And he really seems to understand.
From actual experience, too, yeah. To tell you.
And that's what makes old people tick, you know.
You know, actual seeing these things pressure much more than reading.
Yeah. That's a nice place down there, except the room's kind of small.
Yeah. Well, I imagine they're trying to make it as easy to keep and get as many people in the small areas again.
Yeah. Seems to me a hard thing though for somebody to move out of his house.
No, I
well, huh? It seems to me a hard thing for somebody to move out of his house, whether they, you know,
had all the, yeah.
And have to give away everything almost,
mm-hmm.
Moving to a one room and a bath.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's beautiful. Though.
It's easy to keep.
If you're talking about young people who are the same way this old man is and they're always jumping around doing something, how do you define them?
They say he's real active.
Mm-hmm. If an old lady acts like she's 16, you'd say for age, she's what?
She's real active.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any synonyms for active for defining somebody like that?
Well, I say they're wide awake.
Mm-hmm. Is that usually
the they're really, really agile. Older people, they say they're real agile.
Okay. If, say, your children were younger when they were dating and stuff, and they were out later than usual, you'd say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Say you felt worried, you don't feel easy about it. Instead of feeling easy, you feel what?
Oh, I'm disturbed, upset about it.
Uh-huh. I'm looking for the opposite of easy.
Uneasy?
Yeah.
Afraid, concerned.
You don't want to go upstairs in the dark. You're what?
Afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of what?
Nervous as a rule.
Place like a dark road alongside a graveyard. How do you describe that place? It's kind of what?
Well, it's kind of weird or scary. Or
if you're talking about someone who is not afraid now, but was at one time, you'd say she
brave,
or the old saying, the old gray mare, she ain't what
she used to be. She used to be scared, but she isn't now.